Google just announced the Google Pixel 10 phone, and it is jam-packed with tons of AI features. We're really excited about it, and we're going to dive into that today. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I religiously record an episode of basically bonus content, which is what we're doing on the side to grow and scale our businesses using AI tools. So this week, Jamie did a whole episode on a project he's using Lovable to vibe code a specific product. He showed basically all of the tips and tricks he used to get the results he did, and some of the pitfalls and drawbacks that he would avoid. So if you want to save yourself some pain, and if you're thinking about getting into vibe coding a app or website, I definitely recommend you check out that video we recorded. It's on a school community. It's $19 a month, but we record a new video every single week. And these are like absolute golden gems to help you take your business to the next level with AI. You won't find them anywhere else. And we beg you to please watch them, as they are going to make your life a lot easier if you're using AI tools. So you go check it out. The link is in the description. But let's get into what Google just announced with their new Pixel phone, which I am so excited. I'm going to try to just taper my excitement down because there's a whole bunch of cool stuff here. And the first thing that I will preface all of this is by saying is I was really tempted to get the Pixel phone, but the one that came out, like the one that was just before this, came out a while ago. So I actually just recently got a brand new iPhone, which I now regret because I really want this Pixel 10. So I'm going to have to see what I do. And Apple's expected to reveal their iPhone 17 in just a couple weeks. So it feels like Google just kind of like front run. They're like, oh, Apple announcement. Okay, we'll drop it a couple weeks early. And I mean, we'll see. So maybe wait a couple weeks to see what Apple announces before you make any life decisions as important as your new phone. But the thing that I think is interesting is basically the rumors of Apple, because all of their AI stuff is delayed. Siri, the updated Siri apparently isn't going to come out until the end of next year, which in my opinion is like ludicrous. Like they literally are just begging to lose. but what's interesting is basically the rumors on the new iPhone is that it's going to be thinner. It's going to have a better camera and it's going to have new colors. And to me, that just makes me want to stab a fork in my leg. So maybe that's just me, but I'm really happy.
I'm with you on that.
Do you have an iPhone? Is that your daily driver?
I am an iPhoner. Yep.
I know.
Can't say I'm would ever be motivated to buy a new phone at this point, though. I have the 13. So
okay. Well, yeah. Basically, I think I just need an AI phone, but maybe that's just me. In any case, let's get down to some of the features. I don't know, Jamie, did you see anything off the top of your head that kind of stuck out as interesting on features of this new phone?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the live interaction with the AI with your camera is really useful. So it gives like different examples. Like one is a shot down at a table of tools and it says, you know, I don't have any metric wrenches. Will any of these work? And it kind of, you know, pulls off data off like the picture of what you're looking at and helps you choose, you know, a size that would be. I think that's just really cool and really useful for any kind of project you're working on. I'm a big DIYer, so that's kind of I could see being really useful to me, but
yeah, like especially if there's like 100 wrenches and you're like, which of these do I need? I think it saves you so much time on a lot of the things. One thing that I was really interested in was basically they have a feature in here called visual overlays. So it's with Gemini Live. Is what they're calling like their video call, which like a lot of tools are kind of doing this video call thing. ChatGPT kind of has one. But they're doing something cool where they do visual overlays. So basically, it's going to be able to see what you see through the lens of your camera, and then it's going to highlight things on the screen that you should do. So to me, that's really cool. It's like you're pointing your, like you mentioned the wrench thing, you're pointing your phone at the wrenches, and you're like, which of all these wrenches is the right one for like this particular bit? And then it like will highlight the wrench that you should grab. Mm-hmm. To me, that is so cool. It's beyond just like, I don't know, it's trying to like explain it to you. Like I'm imagining I'm doing a voice call with like, you know, my like someone that's a mechanic, my brother-in-law, and I'm like, bro, like what part of the engine am I supposed to do for X, Y, and Z? Because he's the expert, I'm not. And I'm imagining a FaceTime where he's like, okay, like on the left, no, over, yeah, okay, up, no, that cable there. Like, you know, like it's just so awkward through like a phone call. And so that the fact that it's going to highlight things on the screen makes this so much more useful. My brother-in-law will, he's like probably thanking his lucky stars right now. He's never going to hear from me complaining and asking him to help me fix any car thing ever again, because I will be using Gemini Live, assuming I get the phone, right? Of course.
I will say though, so I actually just discovered this the other day, and maybe I'm way late to the game, but even like Google search, if you pull up your image search on Google, We were at a friend's house and he had some pate that some guy gave him, and all the ingredients were in French, and we wanted to see what the English translations were, and he just pointed it at it and automatically translated it on his screen, which, again, maybe I have been living under a rock, but I didn't know that was a capability. It was really, really a cool thing. And by the way, don't ever read the ingredients to pate. It's pretty gross.
Oh no, that's hilarious. So that is a new thing. And yes, you've been able to do it like with, was it a photo that he took basically?
It was live. Yeah. So he didn't even take a photo. It was just like on Google search, and you know, he might have an Android phone now that you mention it.
Yeah. So if he has the last Gemini version, I think it had some of these features, and I think they're starting to roll some of them out. But like in basically what you've been saying with the translation thing, they also have that in here where, basically your same use case, but you can also imagine how useful it would be if you were traveling. You could point it at like a sign on the freeway or a sign on the side of the road, and it will live translate everything on that sign. So like, to me, that is so cool. I know your use case of the ingredients is really cool, but like, yeah, basically you could be in a foreign country, you get a foreign thing, and it will just like show you a translation right there on the screen. I love this concept of basically using the AI to manipulate what we see on our screens. That just removes like so much friction, I think, with like other languages, which is really cool.
I did want to clarify something real quick, or at least ask you to clarify, but is this Gemini or is this Pixel 10, is it a native AI within the phone, or is it still just like an updated version of Gemini that you get with your phone?
Okay, so that is what is cool. I think something like this live is going to be a little bit too compute intensive to be able to like use locally on the phone. So it's going to be like using the internet to do some of like that stuff. Right. But this is the first phone where they have basically a new chip, which is, I think it's called the, I'll find the exact name of the chip, but basically Google made a brand new chip that they put inside of this phone, and they can run their it's their Tensor G5 processor. So this is an upgrade to their custom silicone designed for AI. And it is the first one that can run their newest Gemini Nano model right on the phone, which is really cool. Sweet. Meaning if you have no internet, if you're on the top of Mount Everest and you need to figure something out, it can actually run the model on the phone. The whole AI model is preloaded on the phone, and it has a powerful enough chip to run it. So to me, that is really cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's kind of a game changer for sure.
Mm-hmm. So. And this is basically something that Apple has been promising with Apple Intelligence, that this is where they want to go and what their vision is and blah, blah, blah. But like, forget vision, forget where you want to go, forget Siri 2026. Like, this is here today. So for me, I'm excited. I think Apple dropped the ball, says the guy with a brand new iPhone. But I may be switching to Google for this. Just to give a little diversity between me and Jamie, you know, don't want us to only have one side of the coin to talk about. So yeah, no, I think that's really cool. One other thing that they announced that they are rolling out, is a whole bunch of new AI powered upgrades. So they have, of course, the visual overlay feature that we talked about for the camera, but they also have something called Magic Q. They have something called a camera coach. They have a voice translator for calls, which, hello, this is a no-brainer. Like, we should, like, I've seen startups doing this, but now we just get Google and probably Apple eventually someday, which will just have this built right in. You make a phone call with someone in a foreign language and you just tell it to translate them. What would be really cool is if it's actually like voice cloning them at the same time. So when you're talking to someone on the phone in another language, it's just them talking in English with however their voice sounds. But yeah, like, this is a feature that's totally possible with AI today. And it makes me so happy that we're actually getting these embedded into like products that we're using. So really excited about that.
For sure. And I think some of the photography things are cool. I mean, some people don't really know how to take a good picture. So it looks like it'll kind of be able to coach you, you know, saying, you know, to take a better picture, move closer to the person and the sculpture, and kind of help you coach you that way, which is pretty cool. And then also it has a couple other cool camera features. One is called the auto best take. So it kind of picks the best picture of your series you shot. You know, if someone's blinking in one, it might, you know, take it out. So I think that's a cool feature. And then apparently now you can also edit photos via voice, which is pretty cool too. It's called Ask Photos tool.
Yeah. So this is, yeah, I think the Ask Photos is really cool. And basically I've been seeing this embedded into a bunch of different software where I'm like legitimately, I just remember like when ChatGPT came out and everyone's like, we're going to GPTify all software. And I remember there being a lot of people that were like, that's ridiculous. People don't want to interact with software like that. Like, they like their buttons and their workflows and the way they do things. And I'm becoming more and more convinced that everything is going to basically become a chat interface where you can use your voice or type to edit things. So Google's doing this with photos, which is cool. I'll show you some cool ways that happens. But basically, one of the ways that I have personally seen this work in software is my video editor was just showing me that our video platform we use to record these podcasts is called Riverside, but they have like a sidebar on the side. And I was asking him about how's, video editing all the podcasts going? He's like, honestly, it's like so fast now. Apparently there's a magic AI editor button he clicks that automatically removes all the pauses and ums and buts. And then he says he could go into this little sidebar thing. It's like a little ChatGPT thing. And he's like, hey, make a clip of this podcast, the part where they're talking about the new Pixel phone being like expensive or something, and just make a 30-second clip of that, put it in landscape mode and throw some captions on it. So he's literally just describing what he wants it to do, and it just pops up a video and it's like, boom, like edited that video for you. That's crazy. Me, that's so cool. And we're going to see this with the Google Photos and everything else, but really I feel like it's kind of the future of like how we use software.
Yeah, man, that's sweet. If it wasn't for me being deep into the Apple ecosystem with all my technology,
I know
some of these features would give me consideration to switch, but for now I'm stuck in the dinosaur age here.
Yeah, I know, 100%. So the thing I wanted to talk about with the photos that's really cool, and if you're watching, I'm sharing my screen. So if you're on Spotify or YouTube, you can see this. Otherwise, there's a link in the show notes on Apple to YouTube where you can watch this video. But basically with the photo editor thing, you can do a couple cool things. One of them is because Google is like, they do have an AI for image generation. When you edit a photo, it's literally can regenerate bits of the photo to like edit it, which is kind of an interesting concept. It's not just like, we're all used to like Adobe Lightroom or whatever, where you're like putting a filter on, but you can do a lot more. Like if you take a photo and it's got like glare on it, you could literally just type in, remove the glare on the bottom of the photo, remove the people from the background, make the sky more blue. And it basically, it's just like, it's your photo. Wow. It's the same photo, but it's just complete, like it's literally changing those elements of it, which is like so fascinating. And I'm sure lots of people will complain about like photos not being real anymore. But I mean, basically everything on Instagram is Photoshopped anyways. But I think like, come on, you take your family photos and there's a person in the background and the whole photo is ruined because you don't know how to use Photoshop. I think for a lot of people, this is going to be a feature that they really do like.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. How many family photos do you have someone blinking to, or just, I don't know. I think, yeah, that's a really cool feature. Or I think the most common one is people take a picture on their phone, but then they go to get it printed and it's a different aspect ratio.
Yeah.
And someone gets cut off the photo, this way you could have at least add some extra space on either side. So you have a big enough photo for your 4x6 or your 8x10.
Yeah. So I think this is pretty cool. You can also just ask it to basically like make the photo better, and it will do that if you don't know what to do. So I think that's kind of cool. It can remove objects. It can add things like sunglasses or a party hat or like, I don't know, different things, change the background. Okay, because we're on the topic of family photos and AI edited photos, I have to tell you about what we used to have to do in the olden days. So probably 7 years ago, my wife's family was getting family photos. I was newly married and we all drove out like 2 hours into the desert. She lives in Arizona, to this like the perfect sunset place. We had a photographer and everything. And there's like four families that were all coordinating with her parents. It wasn't just like ours. It was like her like extended family, like big thing, right? Anyways, we all get there and one of the spouses was, I think his car broke down or he got stuck in like really bad traffic. Basically, he couldn't make it. Something happened and like he couldn't make it. And so when we took the family photos, we literally took somebody's friend had just come along and he was like roughly the same size. And so we literally took the family photos with him in there and she just Photoshopped the other guy's face onto it. That's so awesome. Funny. And for all eternity now, that family photo up on the wall, we're just like, yeah, it's not even Tyson's body. That's like some other dude.
That's
it's
hilarious.
Pretty funny. Now with AI, this is getting a lot easier. You don't even need that guy to stand in. We just take the family photo and just tell Google to add Tyson in after, and the family photo would be complete. So anyways, things are changing. I think that it's pretty cool. A lot of the stuff that Google is rolling out. I am tempted to get a Pixel phone now, but I will keep you up to date on if we do that. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed it, make sure to leave a rating and review. Let us know if you get the Pixel phone. Drop a comment. We'd love to hear about it. And as always, make sure you go check out the AI Hustle School community. Big news. We are raising the price next week. Legitimately, I know we say this all the time and it goes like we raise it and then, you know, we stop for a while. Okay. Every single week we are raising the price for the next 4 weeks. So if you would like to get it legitimately, this is the last week that is $19 a month. Go check it out. We would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. Get it before we raise the price. I would love for you to get it at the discount. But even if you get it when we raise the price at like $100 a month, you know, eventually, that's a great price too, because it's an invaluable community. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time.